It's time to get away. And to help get you there, it's Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. From around the world to across Georgia, she covers it all. Here's the host of Travel Bags, Anita Thomas.
Hello, 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 and welcome aboard Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. I am Anita, and I am so very excited about this show because I started this show in March of this year, and this has really been a fantastic year. There have been so many great shows and guests that we have had on the show, and along with my co-host Doc Beal with Sapple Island Birdhouses and Ida Creel with Global Sun and Fun Travel, we've covered all kinds of destinations and talked about cooking and culinary travel and tips and just all kinds of great information. So today what I thought, maybe we could just highlight some of the shows that were really special for us and have a show where we do the year in review. How does that sound, Doc Beal?
That sounds great. I think we can look at what was accomplished this year, the great people we spent time with, and above all, to thank the audience for being with us and participating in this show.
Absolutely. We have a great, 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 great audience, and we really do appreciate all of their support throughout the year. And we'd love to hear from you all, too, what shows this year have been really special for you, great information, maybe some really good tips that you got. So please email us and let us know what those are at travelbagswithanitaandfriends.com. You can just send that right to me, Anita, with two N's, at travelbagswithanita.com. So, Ida, what about you? Has this been a great year?
Oh, Anita, it's been just an amazing year, and it's gone by so quickly. And like Doc Beal said, it's such a great opportunity for us today just to revisit some of the favorite shows or the ones that stick out. Of course, they were all favorites to me. But
right.
I think having our listeners go to your Facebook page or your website just to vote on what their best shows were.
Yep.
And, you know, give us some ideas of what they'd like to have us cover.
I think that would be great for them to do that. We're also on Facebook. I didn't mention that. So you can go also to Facebook and find us at Travel Bags with Anita and Friends right there on Facebook. Now, today is very special because there's a young lady who works with us. She attends Brunel University here in Gainesville. And she, behind the scenes, helps me with so many things. She helps with writing articles for the blog. She helps with a lot of research, thanking our guests that have been on the show. So she is just a wonderful asset to the show. And she's sitting in with us today. She's usually in class and can't make it, but we have Olivia in the studio. Yay!
Hi, Olivia.
Hello.
We're so glad to have you here, Olivia. So welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Instead of just being behind the scenes, we have you right here in the studio. So it's good to look across and see you there. Now, I would love to talk about what your favorite shows are, because I'm just curious what shows have been favorites for each of you. So, Doc Beal, what stands out for you as a favorite show?
Well, my favorite show probably it was The Shrimp and Grits with Nellie DePria. I love Shrimp and Grits.
Oh.
It was great to have a person of her stature here and talk about her relations with the topic of Shrimp and Grits, her being not too far from this area of North Georgia, and now she's in South Carolina. But again, it was interesting to hear that, her cookbook she talked about, and again, the topic. So I think it was good having one of our own local people talking about stuff that we all love, and then also the travel and what that entails. I think that was great.
Yeah, because one of the things that she really pointed out was really that whole part of when you travel, that you really do try the local food. I mean, she really did stress that. And I think that's a really good point and a really good tip for our listeners to really think about wherever they're traveling, try the local foods, you know, find the places, you know, where the locals like to go. So absolutely, I agree with you. That was really a great, great, great show. Did you have another?
Well, I also liked the show we did in Australia. That was neat. You know, because it was a long way from Georgia. And then again, you also saw some of the similarities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think that was a great show. We talked about Australian food, and we talked about things to do, and we also talked about opportunities and places to go in Australia and looking at it as a continent and the various parts of the continent, which are vastly different.
Right, other places in Sydney, because I think most people just want to stay stuck in Sydney there, which is a beautiful city. I'm certainly not saying anything about not visiting Sydney. You've got to do that. But there are so many other wonderful, wonderful places to go.
And that's true. And a lot of these places you can always visit by going to the website. You can go to the archives and relive these same shows. And that's something that's kind of neat that's with the Travel Bags with Anita.
Oh, absolutely. The shows are all archived right there on the website. Now, Ida, What about you? What were some favorites for you throughout the year?
Well, it was difficult trying to narrow it down to one or two, but I'm just going to piggyback a bit on Bill's last one. Australia was just outstanding. And what I liked about that particularly is that it is a far away place down under, but Doc Bill was able to make so many comparisons, and we found that we have a lot in common with Australia. Mm-hmm. We've got kangaroos here in North Georgia. There were just some wonderful similarities that we were able to find that we had in common. And I think Jeff Adam just made it such a doable destination with the great packages that were available. When you look at the fact that you can get an 8-night package at around $23.49 per person, double occupancy.
And airfare.
Mm-hmm. It made it a doable destination, so that was definitely one of my favorites.
And Jeff Adam also is a great person to have, you know, for us to have had on the show, and especially the first show, too, because he really paints a picture. I mean, he's really good with that.
Oh, my goodness. And, you know, Jeff is so shy, you'd never know how passionate he was about Australia.
That's true. That is absolutely true. Do you have another?
Oh, yes, yes. I'd loved Puerto Rico. And what I liked about that show is that it is an exotic destination, yet it's one that's so easy. You don't need a passport. The infrastructure is fantastic. There's no money exchange. It's just a very easy destination, especially for people that haven't traveled that much before. Mm-hmm. They can test it because it's an exotic destination without leaving the country.
That's right. That's right. And the other really great thing also about the Puerto Rico shows, we had a contest. And Dee Meadows was our grand prize winner. We had other winners as well. And I actually talked with her. She has come back from her trip to Puerto Rico. She had a great time. But I mean, who wouldn't have a great time in Puerto Rico? And I just love Old San Juan. I mean, it's my favorite. And that would be my tip of where, if you're going to Puerto Rico, you definitely have to see Old San Juan.
Oh, absolutely. Now, the cobblestone streets.
Right.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Exactly, exactly. Now, Olivia, I know you have done some transcribing with some of the shows, so you've probably listened to all of them. Do you have a favorite that you've heard through the year?
I loved learning about Sapelo. I had no idea that this little piece of heaven was right in my backyard off the coast of Georgia. And it was just great to hear people talk with such enthusiasm about this place I'd never even heard of.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really great. And to finally see it, too,
thanks to you.
It's absolutely beautiful.
That's right. I must tell the listeners that you actually helped put up all that pretty Christmas decoration that they can go to the Facebook page and see there. Olivia did that. She did a great job.
Olivia, you did a great job.
Thank you.
And I agree completely. Sapelo was right there on my list. And when Miss Cornelia Bailey was here, I just wanted to sit at her feet and just soak in all her stories.
Well, you can do that with her. You definitely can. I know, Bill, that probably was one of your favorite shows as well.
It was. I always like to, again, I love South Georgia. I like North Georgia as well, but I always like to push the local product. Look in your own backyard first, and you'll appreciate when you go other parts of the world, you'll appreciate what they have even more.
Well, I have to add one of my favorite shows because we are kind of coming down on the clock here, but one of my favorites, all the ones you've mentioned were favorites of mine, is certainly the Australia show because that was our
first show.
We were filled with so much excitement. We were literally bouncing off the walls and just kind of bouncing around here in the studio. So that was really definitely a favorite. But also the cruise show, because the cruise show was really good. We had Colleen McDaniel from Cruise Critic on the show, and she just gave a lot of really good tips on cruising for our listeners. I mean, everything from, you know, just knowing that you really need to consider what you want to do on your cruise, and it's not just about just I'm going on a cruise and I'll be sailing in the water, but mm-hmm. that you need to really think about it. Am I taking my family? Am I looking for activities? So she just gave a lot of really, really great information as part of her presentation to our listeners. And also what came out of that was really how river cruising is becoming so, so popular. I actually received a lot of feedback from listeners wanting more information about river cruising. So great, great, great. That was one of my favorite. So we're talking all things year in review. So stay put. We'll be back in a few minutes. So North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550, FM 102.9, WDUN.